Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Aerosmith bringing us back, 17 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Ramon Ray, author of The Celebrity CEO, RamonRay.com. And Ramon, thanks again for being here. Thanks for 15 great years of hanging out with us. We're talking about content, but you also like to think about, when you think about content, you and I have national audiences, international audiences. The average small business out there has that community audience you were talking about earlier.
Absolutely, and I think that's what they should focus on. I think that for those, again, I think of my friend Ruchi. You know, she has a local accounting firm here in the New York area. We were on the phone a few days ago, and I told her, Ruchi, you can do word-of-mouth marketing. Great, do that. Go to the local events. But just once a day, maybe do a LinkedIn post. Once a week, once every 2 weeks, do a Medium post. Something, because, Ruchi, there's people who know you, and if you're not touching your community, again, as you said, Jim, your local community who you know on some regular basis, they're going to forget about you.
Hey, Ramon.
So we're not trying to say try to be Jim Blasingame, try to be Ramon, but just kind of build your own content to your people. Seth Godin, right? People
yes,
like us.
That's exactly right.
Like,
and the content, folks, let me give you an example. Ramon, as you may know, I like to cook. It's one of my fun things to do. And I like to cook different ethnic foods. One of the things I like to do is to cook Chinese. And so there's a wonderful Chinese market in town where I live, but it's the opposite direction of how I go home. I don't go in that direction much. And so I forget about her. And so I was there and I said, Vivian, you should do a little newsletter every Wednesday when the bok choy comes in. The bok choy comes in on Wednesday. The baby bok choy comes in on Wednesday. By Friday, you know, it's not fresh. And I said, you should send out a newsletter to your customers. Here's my email. And say, hey, the bok choy is in. Here's how you cook it this week. I said, you know, that would be like two paragraphs. And just email
and
it. Just email it to people. Don't do a video. Don't do a podcast. Just email that. That's content marketing, isn't it?
That's content marketing. Again, I bet like many small businesses, she's busy, she's overwhelmed, but I think if you want to grow in any way, shape, or form, I'm not trying to grow and beat Merrill Lynch or some big bank or something, but if you want to grow, this would make Jim Blasingame come to Vivian's store more often. And I would say
I'd go there a lot more often. Yeah. Now, there's another family who has a little fruit market. And they asked me, what do I do? And I gave them the same advice. They took my advice, and now their business is wide open. Only because, I mean, I create this farmer. This guy's a dirt under his fingernails, white kneed farmer from all the work
he
does.
Deal.
And yet he's turned into a little media hound now. And it's kind of fun to watch.
Powerful. People, Jim, they won't remember you unless you give them a reason to remember you. I have friends of mine who were travel agents. Same principle. Ramon, why did you buy a ticket off of XYZ? Because I'm on their list, Expedia or whatever the big sites are. I'm on their email list. Yeah. They send me updates. And not just trying to sell me either, even the fact that they're educating me. And Jim, a secret, not really a secret, but sometimes people won't even open your email newsletters. I'm on the receiving end of email newsletters. I just seeing the name and the subject line reminds me they exist.
That's exactly
and
right.
That's very powerful.
And that they're reaching out to you. You gave them permission to do that. And you especially like the ones where you say, okay, I'm going to click on that because I know it won't take me long.
Right. Absolutely. Correct. It's short enough.
And it's the content that you know. Don't try to do something. I mean, just like Vivian with the Chinese market. I mean, she knows 16 different ways to cook bok choy.
That's right. That's right.
Just put
there's a recipe in there.
There's
a book out. They Ask, You Answer. Marcus Sheridan, and it goes to these principles of. And so get the third ingredient first, and then get They Ask, You Answer. Not my own book, but they talk about. Find out every question your customer has. Just answer it. And he happened to run a pool company, sales took off. So this principle, this content, it's something I think that we'll forever talk about. It's because enough people are not doing it. And I know you have to run your business. I know you have customers coming in. I know you're trying to get sales. But I think that you should save a little bit of time to educate the customer, and you'll find that can be a sales or marketing activity.
Well, see, this is what I call relevance. Because what the 20th century thinking, Ramon, as you know, was you were one of a few people that they could buy your stuff from, one of maybe a handful in your town. The 20th century thinking is, I can get whatever you sell 29 ways from Sunday at a price I can afford. The question is not whether I can get what I need. The question is, who do I want to buy it from? And I'm going to buy it from the people who are more relevant to me. And the people who are relevant to me are the ones who stay in front of me.
Yeah, that's true. And I think, Jim, you hit it with this example of Vivian. You said it was out of your way. But listen to that, what Jim said, ladies and gentlemen. So it's not just this bok choy. Jim can buy bok choy a dime a dozen. It's out of his way, but the fact is that personal connection, that human connection, that she cares, that she's reaching out to
Vivian. I remember her name.
Yeah. Yeah. Content works. It's powerful, and it's the way to touch people, make yourself relevant to them in the moment. An email newsletter, I think you said it, Jim, it's the most simplest thing to do. You don't have to use TikTok, Twitter, Facebook. I think you should at some point. But just a simple email newsletter to say, hey, remember me. Here's how I can add value to your
world. Do you use TikTok?
I did my first TikTok video, but I deleted the app because it's just, at this time, it's not for me. But I wanted to do it just to try it.
So I've promoted social media forever and ever, but I can tell you right now, Ramon, I'm almost certain I'll never use TikTok. Ramon Ray, ladies and gentlemen, RamonRay.com, SmartHustle.com, too. Is that right, Ramon?
That's right. Thank you so much.
We're going to come back with more wisdom and genius from our good friend Ramon Ray. I'm Jim Blessingame. Stay with us.
My need is such, I pretend too much. I'm lonely, but no one can tell.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blessingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.